Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you reaction to Derby's victory at Cambridge United this afternoon. A win that has seen Derby set a club record for away victories in a single season, their 13th win on the road. But also, it takes Derby even closer to clinching promotion back to the Championship. It means the Rams will only need a point on the final day of the season at home to Carlisle next weekend to finish second in League One. Been an interesting, important day. Let's start by showing you all the results from League One this afternoon. Well, Derby holding on to win after Nathaniel Mendes-Lang's goal 6 minutes before half-time. Other important scores this afternoon. Bolton leaving it late, but beating Port Vale by 2-0. That relegates Port Vale and it keeps Bolton in the mix until the final day. Peterborough stay alive as well with a 2-0 victory at Bristol Rovers. More on what they would need to do in a moment. Elsewhere, Lincoln won at Cheltenham. They move into the top six. Fleetwood are relegated despite beating Leighton Orient. So this is the table. Portsmouth lost today, doesn't matter, they're already promoted, they're already champions. Derby second, 3 points above Bolton, 6 ahead of Peterborough. They play Tuesday night, they have to win Tuesday. They would then have to beat Bolton on the final day. Even if Derby were to lose, both of those sides would need a pretty significant swing in goal difference. And the playoff places got even more interesting as well, by the way, with the defeat for Barnsley this afternoon. Blackpool, Oxford in the mix, with Lincoln and Barnsley in the final two places at the moment. At the other end of the table, it's over for Fleetwood and for Port Vale, both relegated this afternoon. Looks like a big ask for Cheltenham to get out of danger. They play Tuesday night as well, but I think Cambridge and Burton might have already done enough. So there's how things stand. Derby got the win they needed this afternoon, though. That means they'll only need a point to clinch next weekend. The second half, Sean Barker, went on forever. But Derby got over the line. How did you see it?
They did. Well, I thought the first 45 minutes was excellent. It was a great away performance. We were dominant. There was a five-minute spell where both both teams were in it, but Derby just started to pass the ball a little bit better, work the flanks a little bit more and looked more of a threat throughout that first 45 minutes. And it was a wonderful goal that got us ahead. Lewis Sibley, who was excellent in the game, stepping through and finding a lovely pass for Nat, who finished really well. And at half-time, it looked all good. And the second half, we knew it would be different. But the switch in terms of the pressure, the fact that Cambridge came out from the first moment in that second half, they asked questions, they put the balls into the box. We had to defend for our lives. And I have to say, I thought the back three were absolutely outstanding. Everything that was dropped into the box, they got the head to, they made blocks. And in a strange way, it seems hard to kind of envisage, but as a defender myself, the last 5 minutes, you could see they enjoyed it. You could see it was their game. Balls into the box. I felt full confidence that there was no goals going to go in this afternoon, especially in the last 5 or 10 minutes. It feels nervy for everyone else, but if you ask Nels, you ask Cash or Sonny Bradley, if they enjoyed the last 5 or 10 minutes, they'll say they loved it.
Well, Paul Warne's Derby career started with a victory at Cambridge United. He gets another today, notable because it's Derby's 13th away win of the season, setting a new club record. It adds to the points record that they already achieved last weekend, and it takes them even closer to clinching promotion. Although, job not done yet. Let's hear from the Derby boss.
Yeah, we'll give ourselves a chance, obviously going into the last game, but you've still got to get a positive result at the weekend. But look, we knew how, I mean, we trained all week. We hadn't had the sprinklers on the pitch. We tried to make it as like rough and as ugly as we could, because we knew, obviously seeing Charlton play here last week and that, we knew how difficult it was going to be. And if anything sums up League One, it was like a game like today. It was just completely different to the game we had last week at Pride Park. And so I just said to the lads then, I had much respect for it, because there's different ways to win. I mean, it was, like, I'm not disputing the fact there's times where we could have probably brought the ball down and that, and I think the lads took us too literal that we could get in behind. But the way we defended and that, I thought we deserved our win. We hit the woodwork twice first half. We just needed that second goal to probably make it a more comfortable game. But that's how it is at the end of the season. Everything gets cranked up. Every tackle, every header, everyone can feel it. These are fighting for their lives as we are at the other end. So overall, pleased with the win. And the performance doesn't matter, luckily.
Lovely goal for you to win it as well. Great ball from Lewis Sibley, and Nat kept his cool and rolled the ball into the empty net.
Yeah, brilliant ball from Louis. I mean, in fairness, he took his time. We're all like screaming at him, like, "Look, that's in, that's in." And obviously, we know we've got pace at the top end. So yeah, great ball from Louis, and he done as much for the goal as Nat did. But when Nat went round him, I was just thinking it's one of them days Nat might slip or something. So we had a few good chances early on. So yeah, really pleased for Louis, done well. You know, he's playing left wing back, doing really well. So yeah, all in all, you know, in another game, you know, I wanted to put more pace on, but I just said to the lads in there, then I thought all the players for this game were on the pitch, and the changes we made for this game, I could have put, you know, electric pace on, but you might lose a bit of physicality, or you can put something else on. So I thought we'd done the changes we could. Kane got a dead leg, that's why he had to come off, but hopefully he'll be okay. So yeah, good goal, and that's probably the only bit of true quality in the game. So that and the singing were the two highlights, I think.
You found so many different ways to win games this season. You've been so resolute as well. Is that just sort of symptomatic of the season, that you've just found a way to win and you've stood up to whatever's been thrown at you as a team?
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, I think so. Like, it's difficult to win football games. I said to the lads before the game, like, not everyone's a winner. Not everyone can do everything it takes to win. Not everyone's prepared to put their body on the line. Not everyone's prepared to chase the goalkeeper in the 90th minute, but our team, they are, and hence why they've won loads of games. Look, I'm not disputing the fact we could have played better today, but I'm not bothered. I'm just want to win, and then, like I said, when people come in and see the result, you know, we've won, and that's all we can do, and I would have took it. So yeah, really pleased. You know, I asked the lads to, you know, don't feel the pressure of the game, but feel the pressure in the moment. So like, you got to be brilliant at winning your headers. You got to be brilliant at getting your body on the line. You got to be brilliant picking up from throw-ins. They're the things you put pressure on yourself, not the result. Just worry about your own game, and the result will look after itself. So it did today, which I'm really pleased with.
So that's 13 away wins in the league season now. That's a club record. That's a fantastic achievement for absolutely everybody involved, because no one can take that away from you. And you think when you took over and we came here in October 22, Derby hadn't won away from home last season, hadn't scored a goal, and now you're setting club records.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously down. I mean, I'm just the spokesman, as you well know. It's down to everyone at the football club. So we've got a great team. I thought we've actually had a PFA dream team on the bench today. I felt a bit like Harlem Globetrotters today. But yeah, to get that amount of wins, like I said, the wins are all different, aren't they? Like today, we got the win, I think, because our back three didn't lose a header. That's my honest opinion of it. And Joe defended the goal when need be. So, yeah, really, really proud moment for the lads. It seems a bit of a cycle, because we started here and then, you know, our last away game of the season is here, and it's a pity we couldn't win today. I mean, for the other 32,000 who are going to come next week, they'd probably prefer to wait. But for the away following, and like, I had my son behind the goal, had my wife behind the dugout. So it felt great, and it is good, but you know, we still haven't finished it, so we'll be back in Monday again to work again.
And I suppose that's the message that you delivered all week. There's still a job to do. Now, of course, it's down to the final day to go and finish the job.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to get a positive result next week. So yeah, that's it really. I don't know what more to say. We've come this far. I think I can speak for everyone here. They're exhausted. I didn't drink as much alcohol as them lot, so they're a lot happier than me, but generally exhausted. But we'll go home, watch the game back. I don't watch it back a bit like that. I don't know if I actually want to watch it back, but yeah, a win, really pleased, away from home, clean sheet, that's what you need, and it'll take us to the next week, giving ourselves a really good chance.
Derby boss Paul Warne not getting carried away, Sean. I suppose it's important for him that he makes sure that no one, none of the players, none of the staff, go into next weekend assuming that job is done, because it's not quite yet.
It's not done until it's done, and we've seen some strange things in football. We've seen bigger turns and bigger twists than this, so he knows how close they are. He knows what's gone into this season, both staff, players, staff behind the scenes, and obviously fans and everyone associated with the football club. So much has gone to getting into this position. And not only this season as well, Owen, it's the previous seasons that's built to this. Now, we've got one final game against the team that's bottom of the league that are already relegated. It's in our hands and it's up to us, but they still have to put on a performance. There's 1 week left. How you prep for that week, how you plan for that week, your professionalism to attack that game in the right way. We want to win the game against Carlisle at home with the fans supporting to get that the goal of promotion that we've been desperate for.
Coming into today, Derby hadn't had a forward score for six games. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang hadn't scored in 12. On his 100th appearance for the club, wearing the captain's armband, he gets his 10th of the season. And in the end, that was enough for Derby.
It was, and it was a lovely goal as well. Nats, he hasn't been quite himself for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And again, I mentioned it before the game, it's understandable with how much football he's played, how much he's played in the off-season when everyone else has got their feet up. That does take its toll. And you know what attacking players are like when they've not got a goal, they're desperate for the week after and the week after, and it becomes something that hangs over their heads. But for Nat, he's been such a integral part of this season. The first half he was on fire and you couldn't stop him with goals and assists. The second half it's dried up that little bit, but he still has the influence to win games, and that's what's happened this afternoon. It was a lovely run and ball from Lewis Sibley. The touch to take it away from the defender and the on-rushing goalkeeper was brilliant, and he finished into an empty net. And he had a couple of signs of getting a goal before that. I think he hit the crossbar only a minute or two before. It was a great great moment for him because he deserves it over the course of the season. He's been outstanding.
Second half wasn't pretty, but as you talked about earlier, Derby defended really well. Some of the blocks that went in, Ebu Adams puts his body on the line as he always does. Sonny Bradley, Curtis Nelson, Aaron Cashin win header after header, and that's what sees you over the line.
And it depends what you think pretty is. For me, it was beautiful. It was wonderful to see. And games are won in different ways. Paul's picked up on it there. I know time and time again, I've talked about the two centre-halves in Aaron Cashin and Curtis Nelson, is because they've been so good, so consistently over the course of the season. And with Sonny this afternoon, the three of them were immense. And when it comes to defending, your job is to defend the box. First phase, headers, blocks, tackles. How many of them in the second half did we see? It was time and time again. And it wasn't, Cambridge weren't applying pressure. They were constant in the second half, but we asked Joe to do very little, and that goes to show not only what the back three did, but Lewis Sibley, I thought, was outstanding in the left wing-back position, and all the boys in front just to help the team out. So first half, great performance. Second half, great performance, in my opinion, just in a different way, Owen. It's what you look for in pretty.
Let's get some more reaction. A man who scored a pretty goal. Here's Nathaniel Mendes-Lang.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously, I had a shot that hit the crossbar minutes before that, and I just thought, please don't be one of them days. I was happy to get the goal, but I think collectively it was a tough game. It wasn't going to be pretty, and you know, credit to the defence, they were excellent today. You know, they put their bodies on the line. So yeah, scoring the goal was great, but I think as a team, we deserved the win today.
Yeah, it felt like you showed two very different sides. The first half was very dominant, and the second half you really dug in.
Yeah, and to be fair, I wanted to kick uphill first half, and the lads said no, like some of the lads wanted to go down, so I changed it round, and thankfully that paid off.
It's been the theme in a lot of away games this season, winning games and keeping clean sheets. How important has that defence been for you?
Yeah, massive, you know, all of them. Everyone, but as a team, everyone's played a part this season, you know, so. But a massive shout out to the defence, because they, like I said, they put their bodies on the line, and when you know you've got that behind you, it gives you so much confidence. And then going forward, you know, like they're doing their job, so it's up to us to do our job at the top of the pitch.
Let's discuss the top of the pitch. Talk me through the goal. A lovely pass through from Lewis Sibley.
Yeah, as I drifted out wide, I seen the defender take a step towards me. So I was hoping, please, I hope you've seen this run here. So, and it was a great ball from Sibs. I saw the keeper coming out straight away, and thankfully my touch was all right, and an empty net to roll it into.
To be able to celebrate down here in front of that away end, I bet you were glad you were kicking that way after all, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. The fans were great all game, and it helps, you know, it gives us that extra boost, and it was great to score in front of them, and I hope they enjoyed the game.
Personal milestone for you as well, it's your 100th appearance for Derby County today. How pleased are you to have reached that milestone?
Yeah, in two seasons to get 100 appearances for Derby, it's a great achievement. Something I'm really, really proud of, and hopefully there's many more to come.
I know you spoke previously about having found a home at Pride Park. If you could just touch on that for us.
Yeah, look, I just feel, you know, I feel very settled from all the staff at Pride Park, at Moor Farm, the boys, the coaches, the fan base. I just feel a real togetherness and somewhere where I feel really comfortable and settled. And you know, I couldn't ask for anything more. And I live at home back in the Midlands. So look, I just feel very settled as a whole. And look, I love the club, everything about it, you know, and it does help with your performances on the pitch when you're in a much better place.
Well, that seems to make the perfect mix. How much would it mean to you to finish this off next week?
Massive. Look, that's obviously been the goal from the start, and you know, we're 90-95 minutes away from that. So look, we'll enjoy this, and then back in on Monday, and it's all eyes on Carlisle, and fully focused. We've still got a job to do, and hopefully we get to do it.
Yeah, it'll take some time to enjoy this, I'm sure. Enjoy the fact that you've set a record for away wins in a campaign as well. What's been the secret behind that, do you think?
Look, I couldn't tell you something specific. Look, we go out to win every game, obviously, and you know, the manager just touched on the record there, and it's nice to be a part of some history of the club. But whether it's home or away, look, I always want to win, as everyone will. But yeah, look, it's a great win, and we've got one more to go.
It's been sold out away ends up and down the country all season. Today at the final away game, just your message to those fans that have followed you all around.
Look, thank you, because like you just touched on there, it's, well, to be fair, going back to your last question, that is something that I would say has helped us at away, because the away support is unreal. You know, they're usually louder than the home fans wherever we play, and it gives the boys a boost, you know, especially like they were today. So, you know, thank you for your support, and we'll see you at Pride Park on Saturday.
Derby's match winner today, Nathaniel Mendes-Lang. Just a final word from Box before we go. How is this week going to be? I suppose it'll be very different for supporters and then those at Moor Farm.
Yeah, it will be a week like normal. It'll be the same kind of prep, same sort of kind of thought and process into how they set up against Carlisle. But what it is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for this football club. It's an opportunity for the players to go down in history. It's had a long time, Derby, looking backwards and having to look upwards. And this is the first chance that they've laid the foundations to get promoted and achieve success since 2006, 2007. It's in their hands, and how they finish the job, how they complete this season, is up to the staff, the players and everyone involved. So far, it's been brilliant. There's been records broken away from home. The points tally, but we're not quite there. You have to approach it in that way, and hopefully they put in a performance, get a result and celebrate with the fans that have deserved this for a long time.
Barks, thank you very much indeed. It has indeed been a record-breaking day for Derby County, who are on the brink of returning to the Championship, but they're not there yet. Join us next Saturday. More reaction today if you want it on the website, dcfc.co.uk. From me, Barks, and the team, goodbye for now.